Arizona News Radio. The Department of Public Safety says they've been hit by hackers again.
This time the leaked information includes names, addresses, social security numbers, online dating account details, voicemails, chat logs, and even racy girlfriend pictures, all belonging to about a dozen DPS officers. Gizmodo.com says all of this new information was posted by a hacker calling him or herself Anonymous, who teamed up with Lulzsec, the alleged hackers in the first attack on DPS last week.
A soldier from Avondale killed in combat in Afghanistan. Staff Sergeant Donald Stacy died June 28th from wounds he suffered during an attack. Mesa firefighters say a woman in her 70s injured. She drove her car into a Mesa smoke shop.
She just went through the window itself. There's a plate glass window that leads to the store.
54-year-old Southern Arizona man died after he was found severely burned near a car. Former Buckeye police officer accused of child abuse, arrested in Florida.
I believe it's a mixture. More recently.
George Tatter, Arizona News.
And this KFNX traffic report is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Camelback and 15th Avenue has a collision. You're also going to find some slow traffic eastbound on the Maricopa between 32nd Street and 48th Street. And there's a lot of heavy traffic westbound on the Pima between the 51 and 19th Avenue. Enjoy some French fries made from potatoes that are selected exclusively for In-N-Out. Hand-cut and cooked to a golden brown and pure vegetable oil. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Looks like our monsoon flow is getting cranked up. Could have a chance of blowing dust this evening, and that continued chance throughout the weekend becoming better by Sunday and Monday. 108 to 111 the next couple of afternoons, but over the weekend, 112 to 114. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
And currently at our downtown studios, we're sitting at 110 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes, we're going to break here on KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
This news report is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates. Call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Simple Green, the original green cleaner, presents the Green Tip of the Week. This week's tip, make a change. Try to carpool or take public transportation to work, school, or shopping just one day per week. Or try riding your bike one day. You'll save money, fuel, and get some exercise. That's this week's Green Tip of the Week. Visit our website at simplegreen.com.
Bringing reliable energy to your home is what we do best at Southwest Gas, and your safety is our priority. Although we check our pipelines on a regular basis, sometimes leaks can occur. One way to detect a gas leak is by the rotten egg odorant that we've added to natural gas. So if you ever smelled the rotten egg odor, please call us 24 hours a day, whether you're a gas customer or not, and we'll respond immediately. Safety rules at Southwest Gas.
This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
It's Wednesday, June 29th, and you're listening to Legalese. Your regular host, Dennis Willinchek, is out of town. I am Jack, the Rainmaker Willinchek, his son. For the first half of today's show, the topic is same-sex marriage. As you've no doubt heard, the state of New York passed legislation last Friday, making same-sex marriage legal in that state. On today's show, we have some guests from the a group called Equality Arizona, which is in support of gay marriage, as well as a guest from Human Rights Campaign Organization, which also supports gay marriage. Also joining us by the phone is Jim Campbell from the Alliance Defense Fund, a group that believes that marriage is between a man and a woman. If you want to call into today's show and weigh in on the topic, please do so. Our number is 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-KFNX. 5369. Before we get started, I'd like to give our listeners a little bit of background on where same-sex marriage stands right now in the state of Arizona. Arizona is somewhat unique because in 2006, the state actually voted down a proposition to ban gay marriage, Proposition 107. Arizona is the only state in the country that ever voted down a proposition to ban gay marriage. However, in 2008, another proposition to ban gay marriage, Proposition 102, was passed by voters in the state and actually became an amendment to the Arizona Constitution. So my first question to the guests today is, why do you think that the ban on same-sex marriage failed to pass in 2006, but then it did pass in 2008? Would you like to weigh in on that subject?
Sure, I'll go ahead. You know, the the difference between the 2006 ballot measure and the 2008 one really was around wording. In 2006, it was written in a way that really expanded. It was really expansive. It restricted marriage, but also addressed domestic partnerships and really made it difficult for – it would have made it difficult for cities that offer domestic partnership benefits and companies that offer domestic partnership benefits to be able to extend those to unmarried couples. The way the language was written in 2008, it was very narrowly drafted and focused only on the issue of marriage. But beyond that, there's another difference, and that is in 2008, there was a very limited time to really organize around the issue. The legislature put it on the ballot, whereas in 2006, it was done by a citizen's petition. And the legislature made this their last action in that session. They did the budget and then waited for certain lawmakers to be flown back into the state so they could have their majority in the Senate to put this on the ballot. And they did that with about 3 months left before it went to the voters. So the opportunity to educate the voters on the issue was really restricted because of that action. I think also it's really important to talk about how it got on the ballot then. It was such an important issue for certain lawmakers, but even at the time, the Senate president, who was Tim Bee, wasn't willing to put it before a vote before the senators. But because of certain constituency groups, Senate for Arizona Policy in particular, they were able to forcibly bring it up for a vote at the very last minute. Some of our senators who were supporting our side were actually speaking on other issues, and in order to rush a vote on this issue before other lawmakers on their side had to leave for other meetings or had to go back out of state, they actually did a really kind of a dirty tactic to get it on the ballot. They shut off the microphones of the two senators who were in the middle of a debate and then pretended as if it was an accident. And then there were about 30 or so points of order shouted from the floor at the time. And the chair who was chairing that at the time, it wasn't the Senate president. It was in committee of the whole, so it was a different senator, ignored those points of order and rushed through the process to shut down the committee of the whole and get to a point where they could just force this back to a vote. It was really kind of an ugly process, and everybody who was in that room, I was there, all the lobbyists and all the community members that were watching, including the press corps, were actually pretty disgusted with the way that that happened.
Right.
But ultimately, we didn't have a lot of time to organize around the issue and raise the money that we needed to. The opposition raised a lot of money, had planned for this to be on the ballot, and raised a lot of money to get their message out.
Right. Jim Campbell, are you on the line? I can barely hear you, Jim.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. Is that better?
That's a lot better.
Okay.
Did you hear what Sam was just saying?
I did. I have just a brief response to that.
Sure.
The first is that the issue did get before the people in 2008, and just like in each of the other 30 states where the people have had an opportunity to vote on this issue, the people voted in favor of marriage between a man and a woman. And I think that that's important to recognize, that in every state that the people have had that opportunity, they have voted in favor of marriage. And the other point, just to reference the procedure for getting the measure on the ballot, I think that there wasn't ever any sort of legal challenge brought to that process. So I'm not sure how substantiated the claims are regarding the violation of rules or anything of that nature. The bottom line is it got before the people believed in it, and the people supported it.
Well, and I'd like to add something to that. It's interesting that we discuss what the people do and don't support. A recent Gallup poll on May 20th was released that shows a clear majority of Americans do actually support marriage for all Americans. The 18 to 34 segment is around 70% of this country supports marriage for all couples. Really, marriage is about committed couples who have made a lifelong promise to take care of and be responsible for each other. I think inherently that's an American value. And when put to the people in its real form, not funded by out-of-state organizations with a special interest in preventing couples from having the freedom to marry, people understand that their neighbors, that their sons and their daughters, that their friends and their family should have the right to take care of the person they've made a lifelong committed responsibility to. And when Americans understand that, they overwhelmingly, as I just cited, do support marriage for all couples in this country.
Hmm. Okay.
And if I can just have a brief
go ahead.
There are other recent polls that have come out that have shown 62% of Americans are in favor of marriage between a man and a woman and keeping it as that definition. So I'm not sure that we can put too much stock in the poll that was cited there. The bottom line is there are various polls out there, some clearly showing that the people still support marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
Well, I would beg to differ. This was a Gallup poll taken only in the May of this year. And actually, the polling that I've seen from CNN and other reputable polls, including Gallup, which is a very middle-of-the-road poll, show a consistent trend that Americans do actually support marriage for all in this country, that you really should not make the distinction of who has the right to care for their partner. The government should not be involved in that. We really do have a push in this country from all sides of the political spectrum, an inherent belief that government should not be involved in these aspects of personal life. Marriage is about the commitment a couple makes to each other to be responsible for the other person in that relationship. I mean, we just got a letter here at Equality Arizona recently from an elderly woman who lives in northern Arizona, in rural Arizona. She had been with her partner for over 4 decades. I mean, you could go into their house and see all of their pictures, the different things that really signify their relationship. They had been together for decades and really have a family and an established relationship. Well, when one partner got sick, the other partner cared for her. She did everything that she possibly could. They made all of the legal arrangements that we hear those who oppose marriage for all, that you should just make a will and make all the proper legal arrangements, and it means the same thing. But this couple was not allowed to have the right to visit each other within the hospitals. And in fact, when the spouse who was cared for actually passed away, it was a number of months before the other spouse could even bury her. And that's not an American value. That does not do anything for our society. It really doesn't do anything for this committed relationship. And it's not an American value. And it's something that I think most Americans, as the polling clearly states, when they understand it in those terms, they do think that marriage should be had for all here in this country.
Well, be all that as it may, under federal law, at least, specifically the Defense of Marriage Act, marriage is defined as being between a man and a woman. Let me ask Kathy here in the studio. Even though we're hearing about states like New York that are legalizing same-sex marriage in the state, federally, same-sex marriage is still illegal. Can you explain how this still causes problems for same-sex couples?
Well, it causes big problems because obviously, where there is marriage equality in those states, there's over 1,000 federal benefits that they can't take part in. So it has a huge impact on our families. It has impact on whether on inheritance rights. It has Social Security benefit impacts, insurance benefits, and like you mentioned, hospital visitation. Not to mention the taxation issues that are huge in having that limitation. So states where there's marriage equality, you have they can file a joint state tax return, but then they have to file separate federal tax returns.
Right.
So there are a lot of impacts that this has, and it really creates just a separation of equality and makes gay Americans second class citizens.
Right. We've got to go to the break here in a few moments. When we come back to the break, we'll continue to talk about this subject. We'll also read off some comments from listeners about what they think about same sex marriage. This is Legalese on KFNX. Jack Wilinchek.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wilinchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wilinchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wilinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
Guys, I want to talk to you about engagement rings. Why is it that most of you are on the I Wanted To program? Last week, my fiancé said he wanted to clean the dishes for me, but instead left them in the sink the entire week while I was out of town. Or last year, when he wanted to take me to my favorite restaurant for Valentine's Day, but didn't, as we ended up eating meatloaf at his mother's house. So when he told my sister he wanted to buy me an engagement ring, she told him he'd better go to London Gold unless he wanted to hear the words no. Guys, this is great advice, as we don't want some overpriced run-of-the-mill ring from a corporate jewelry chain store. We want an original, unique, one-of-a-kind ring. And London Gold is the only place in the valley where you're going to find that. So stop wanting to get the perfect ring and do it today at London Gold. Now with three valley locations, Scottsdale, Chandler, and Glendale.
When you need a product or service, who do you trust to get the job done right? Where do you look for those companies that are absolutely guaranteed to put your needs first? Is there a place where customer service reigns supreme? You bet there is. The Extreme Customer Service Directory is now online, and every company on this list has met with our rigid standards of customer-forward business practices and the highest quality service and products. When you need someone that you can absolutely trust, turn to the Extreme Customer Service Directory at experiencepros.com/directory. We guarantee it.
Welcome back to Legal Ease on KFNX. I'm your host, Jack the Rainmaker Willinchek. Today we're talking about gay marriage, and feel free to call in. The number is 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. We've got three guests in studio here from a couple organizations, Equality Arizona and the Human Rights Campaign Arizona, that support gay marriage. We've also got on the phone Jim Campbell from the Alliance Defense Fund, which believes that marriage is between a man and a woman. Let me ask Mr. Campbell. Do you think it's likely that this issue will reach the Supreme Court?
That question gets asked a lot, and I'll give you the answer I typically give, which is the Supreme Court only hears a case if it decides to. It's a court of discretionary jurisdiction, so there's no way to know that for sure. However, there are certainly some high-profile federal cases that are winding their way up the federal court system right now. There is a case in California regarding California's Proposition 8. There's a case in the First Circuit out of Massachusetts that's winding its way up, involving similar issues regarding marriage and laws defining marriage between a man and a woman. So I think this is something that could catch the Supreme Court's eye in the next couple of years. I think that's a possibility.
All right, well, let's get, to the heart of the matter here. Mr. Campbell, can you explain to us why the Alliance Defense Fund is opposed to gay marriage?
We're an organization that believes that marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and the reason why we believe that, which I think is where your question is going, is that the government's purpose in regulating marriage has always been to bring men and women in sexual relationships together in legally bound unions so that the children who inevitably result from those relationships will be raised by their own mother and father. And we've heard a lot of discussion today already about loving and committed relationships and things of that nature. But the reality is we're looking at, when we're talking about the law, we're looking at the government's purpose in regulating marriage. And when we're looking at that, that is the government's purpose, is bringing together men and women so that the children that they will inevitably give birth to will be raised by their own mother and father. And I think that when we understand that that's what marriage is and that's what marriage is about, we see that redefining marriage to include same-sex couples, which by definition cannot bring a child their own mother and father,
right,
simply outside of the purposes of marriage.
Right, but isn't that the case with any two parents that decide to adopt children? Please correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you're saying that essentially parents of adopted children are not good parents.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's not what we're saying. What we're talking about is the government's purpose is in promoting the ideal. And I think most Americans would agree that every children deserves their own mother and father.
Well, you're saying adopted.
That is the ideal. But what you're talking about is adoptive. And that is a situation where that child, for some reason or another, is not afforded their own mother and father. So what the law provides for there is,
you're saying that's not an ideal situation. That's what you're saying, isn't it? That when you adopt two people that adopt children, you're saying that's not an ideal situation.
It's not an ideal situation because
I have to disagree with you there.
is deprived of their own mother and father.
Well, and if I could chime in here, the case that we're referring to is Perry versus Schwarzenegger, which has made its way through a U.S. district court. And it was clearly found by the judge in that case that to deny same-sex couples this right here is violating both the Due Process and Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. That case remains. And, in fact, there was just a decision, again, to uphold that decision. Within that case, Judge Walker dogged the attorney who wanted to deny the ability of same-sex couples here, was saying that there are no rules prohibiting marriage between people who cannot have children. And, if that's the case, then there would have to be a test of every couple, whether they're sterile, whether they plan to have kids or not. This is really just a way to deny people the ability to maintain a responsible relationship for each other. It's plain and simple. It's really as American as apple pie. It's a very specific right that is guaranteed under the Constitution, and it's about committed couples who are real flesh and blood beings. These are our neighbors. These are our kids in many cases. I'll point out that we've got someone running for Congress here, a Republican, Matt Salmon, who has a child who is out, openly gay. I wonder if Mr. Salmon would like his child to have the ability to take care of his lifelong promises and commitment to his person that he chooses to make a lifelong commitment to. So this is really an issue of a very specific, very simple right here that everyone has. And it's something that we really should be advocating for at any point of the political spectrum.
Well, and Jack, I have to jump in here because I have two kids. So this affects me personally. And it's interesting that he says about protecting the children. That's exactly what I want to do. If for some reason, my partner and I were to break up, I would expect for me to have the responsibility of providing support. I would want that responsibility to continue. I also want the protection that I would still get to see my child, right? So right now I have no legal rights to my two children because I didn't give them birth and because there's no way for me to marry in this state. So I don't have the protection, but I also don't have the responsibility. If I want to walk away, I can. And I don't think that's what the government wants us to do either. So I agree that marriage set up by the government is a government entity. They've put it in the tax code. They have used this word all through all sorts of legal documents. And the problem is that I can't use that word. And anything that I create, that I have an attorney create, they tell me, they're like, well, we can create this, but we don't know if it's going to hold up in court.
Right.
So how does that protect me?
Right. Well, I think the point that Sam and Lawrence have raised a lot of points, but one that sticks with me, at least in reference to what Mr. Campbell was saying about adopting children, is that obviously a lot of heterosexual couples never have children. Mr. Campbell, maybe I can just ask you, are there other reasons why your organization is against same-sex marriage?
I believe I've hit on the primary purpose, which is that we believe that the government's purpose, and renowned anthropologists have repeatedly recognized that the purpose of marriage and the government's purpose in regulating it is to bring together men and women so that the children that they will inevitably give birth to will be raised by their own mother and father.
Well, how can you say that when so many heterosexual couples never have children?
Well, the general social expectation, and let's be honest here, the experience of most couples is that most married couples do have children. And the government
is that
has acknowledged that it cannot. Yeah, it's about an 80% number. If you look at the percentage of people who married couples who have children at one point in their relationship, so the government has wisely acknowledged that it cannot either practically or legally engage in any sort of premarital fertility screening. But what it wants to do is provide children with their own married mother and father in a committed, stable relationship, so that when the rough times eventually come, those couples will stay together so that their children will have their mother and father.
You know, I wonder about that statistic just a little bit because I know that 50% of marriages, end in divorce. So I don't know how, unless they're having children, through the divorce. But let me turn real quick. We've got a call on the line. Her name is Claudine. Claudine, are you there?
am.
Yeah, go ahead, Claudine.
Great, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
First off, I just want to say that, you know, this idea that every marriage results in children, and therefore that's why the federal government is getting or should be getting involved to try and regulate this to only being between a man and a woman, is kind of really a very farce of an idea for me to get behind. I mean, I personally grew up with the model of having a father and a mother, but I also grew up with a lot of other models of family, whether that be, you know, a grandchild who ends up living with a grandmother and
right.
grandfather,
right.
Or a child who grows up living with an aunt or an uncle that takes care of them because for whatever reason their parents can't. So I really think that that being the reason that this particular group is trying to say that marriage should only be between a man and a woman, it's really hard to support something like that.
Right. Mr. Campbell, do you have a response to that?
Sure. Well, I mean, rather than state what I've said before, I think it's an interesting point to look at what the advocates of same-sex marriage say the purpose of marriage is. They say that it's to provide an institution for loving and committed relationships. But if we look at that, we see that there's no legal requirement that married couples must love each other, and we all recognize the commitment exists in far too few marriages. So,
all right, well, I'm going to have to cut you off there. I apologize, Mr. Campbell. We're going to go to break. When we come back, if we can, I'd like to continue talking about this. This is Jack Willinchek on KFNX.
Laura Ingraham, Neil Bortz, Steve Malzberg, Lou Dobbs, KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, the voice of the valley.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. A new legal show of support today for the health care reform law signed by President Obama last year. CNN's Lisa Desjardins reports.
This is a big win for President Obama and Democrats in Congress. The appeals court in Cincinnati says Congress does have the power to mandate that most Americans have to buy health insurance. Expect the appeal to now move to the Supreme Court.
During an afternoon news conference, President Obama suggested Republicans need to back down a bit in their opposition to tax hikes on wealthy Americans. He says Congress needs to reach a deal on raising the debt ceiling very soon. George Anthony sobbed on the stand at his daughter Casey Anthony's murder trial today. He also admitted to attempting suicide after his 2-year-old granddaughter Kaylee's body was found. Riots broke out again in Athens today after Greek lawmakers approved a package of tough austerity measures. This is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio. The Department of Public Safety says they've been hit by hackers again.
This time the leaked information includes names, addresses, social security numbers, online dating account details, voicemails, chat logs, and even racy girlfriend pictures, all belonging to about a dozen DPS officers. Gizmodo.com says all of this new information was posted by a hacker calling him or herself Anonymous, who teamed up with Lulzsec, the alleged hackers in the first attack on DPS last week.
A soldier from Avondale killed in combat in Afghanistan, Staff Sergeant Donald Stacy died June 28th from wounds he suffered during an attack. Mesa firefighters say a woman in her 70s injured. She drove her car into a Mesa smoke shop.
She just went through the window itself. There's a plate glass window that leads to the store.
54-year-old Southern Arizona man died after he was found severely burned near a car. Former Buckeye police officer accused of child abuse, arrested in Florida.
I believe it's a mixture. More recently.
George Tatter, Arizona News.
And this KFNX traffic report is brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Dizer and McDowell has an accident. You're also going to find some slow traffic westbound on the 10 between the 51 and the stack. The ram control signals are still not working northbound on the Black Canyon right at Adams. There are delays because of that, and we find another accident on Indian School Road west of Scottsdale. 4th of July is almost here, so stock up today on Reynolds Aluminum Foil, 8-pack hot dog and burger buns, and 12-ounce Zaki Farm Franks for only 99.99 cents each. And don't forget your American flag.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Looks like our monsoon flow is getting cranked up. Could have a chance of blowing dust this evening, and that continued chance throughout the weekend becoming better by Sunday and Monday. 108 to 111 the next couple of afternoons, but over the weekend, 112 to 114. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
And currently at our downtown studios, we're sitting at 111 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes, and one breaks here on KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Hello, my name is Craig Roddle. I am a wealth strategist with CSP Financial Group. I invite you to listen to Heroes Talk Radio every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. where you will learn to plan for a tax-free retirement. At CSP Financial Group, we are experts in maximizing your current assets and growing your retirement accounts. At CSP Financial Group, our experience can help you generate a lifetime income stream. You can visit our website at cspfg.com and listen to Heroes Talk Radio, Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Have you always wanted to play piano? Looking for a great guitar teacher? Or how about an experienced voice instructor who knows how to get results? At Kirk Studio for the Performing Arts, the Valley's premier studio for musical instruction, we teach hundreds of students just like you every week. We offer state-of-the-art studios, teachers with years of professional experience in education, and for those looking to get on stage, performance opportunities you just won't find anywhere else. So give us a call at 480-227-0546 or visit us online at kirkstudio.com.
The Lars Larson Show is on the air.
From the great state of Wisconsin, Senator Ron Johnson.
I mean, let's face it, the President of the United States is the leader of the free world. He's the leader of America. Why would you want to be president if you weren't willing to lead? It's kind of the job qualification. And President Obama simply refuses to lead on a whole host of issues. He voted president in the Illinois legislature. He's farmed every important piece of legislation out to somebody else.
Your home for the Lars Larson Show. KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, the voice of the Valley.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Welcome back to Legalese on KFNX. I'm your host for today, Jack Willinchek. Our topic for today is gay marriage. We've got a couple guests. We've got three guests in studio here from Equality Arizona and the Human Rights Campaign Arizona, both organizations in favor of gay marriage. And a guest on the phone, Jim Campbell from the Alliance Defense Fund, which believes that marriage is between a man and a woman. If you want to call into the show and weigh in on today's topic, please do so. Our number is 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. I see that we have another caller on the line. Mayan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Mayan.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Go ahead.
You know, I was listening to this, and I thought it was really interesting that a lot of the conversation seems to be focused on children and having marriage in order to have this ideal situation for children. And I have two children. My husband and I have two children, and we also want to have an ideal kind of life and world for our children and for our friends' children. And one of the things that we think about when we think about gay marriage is those children who are gay and are growing up in our society, and maybe they're my children, they're too young for me to know, or maybe they're my friend's children, but they're somebody's children. And they're living in a world where they're being sent a message that they are lesser, that they're not as good as other people, that their relationship that they want to have is devalued, and that makes them feel devalued. And I think we've seen really horrible, horrible results from that with some suicides that have gone on around the country lately. And so when I think of my children, what I want is for them to sort of feel like they can be the best version of themselves, and I don't see how having laws that devalue them help my children. Right. So I'd like to hear about an answer to that question.
If I can actually comment on that, I know that's not an answer, but you know, that just reminds me a little bit of my personal story. I was actually married to a man, and had that have happened and lasted, I actually would not have had children. Like I said, I have two children, but I didn't give birth to them. That was not something I was interested in doing. And I remember when I came out, my mom, you know, went through, she's always been very supportive, but she had to kind of mourn the loss of the concept of the daughter that she had had. And one of those things was the thought that she wasn't going to have grandchildren. And what she didn't realize was that, you know, it actually, by me coming out and finding a partner that I wanted to be with and that I wanted to raise a family with, you know, she now has two grandkids and you know, we have a wonderful family dynamic, and there's grandparents that are involved, and we have supportive friends and family all over the place. And that would not have happened. There would not have been grandkids had I have been in a heterosexual marriage. So, this just, you know, it's funny that someone would call and say about, you know, thinking about the kids and the future that they want, and in thinking about marriage being for the kids, I agree, because that's, you know, I just wish I could get married to protect the kids.
Right, right. Mr. Campbell, you're still on the line, right?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Well, let me ask you, how do you respond to what the caller was saying about sending a message to, you know, to younger people?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that... most people, most Americans agree with what she's saying in the sense that no one should be mistreated for any reason. But redefining marriage is not the way to ensure that people will not be mistreated. And I think it's just a misguided attempt to do something that really is good at its core, which is making sure that all people are treated in such a way that respects their human dignity, but redefining marriage isn't the way to do that. Marriage is an age-old institution that helps to bind together families for the good of children, and I think that redefining it is not the way to accomplish the caller's goal.
Well, and I'm not sure if that's what the caller was saying. Look, I understand that not everyone agrees with the freedom to marry, but it shouldn't be the grounds for hurting committed couples. And as we've seen in the studio, we've got a parent who's probably raising two great kids and two kids that may, you know, well be heterosexual. It really isn't about these distinctions. It's about the government not standing in the way of basic human functions that we all undertake. The ability to visit your loved one in a hospital, to make emergency medical decisions, to take personal leave to care for an ill partner, to bury a loved one in the example that I discussed earlier. I mean, these are the basic, really, abilities of someone to care for someone that they love, and their family really strengthens our society. And no one really wants to hurt, you know, Jim's ability to have children in his relationship. But there are other children out there and other families out there who want to do the same thing. And it really is not the government's it's not really up to the government to stand in the way of protecting these couples. You shouldn't be hurting committed couples just because you don't agree with the freedom to marry.
Well, and I'm confused how it's redefining marriage when you're saying that marriage is the government's intention is for people to come together to get married to protect the children, which is what I'm trying to do. So by your definition, I should be able to get married so that I can protect my family and my children.
Right, but of course you would acknowledge that what I've been talking about is ensuring that every child, insofar as we can as a society, has their own married mother and father, and that's something that is different from what you just referenced.
But, well, again, that goes back to the thing that I had an issue with earlier. That argument seems to be saying that if you have adopted children, I think you agree that you're saying that's not ideal somehow. But part of what you're saying has to do with biological parenting, and you're essentially arguing that biological parenting is better than, you know, adoption.
There are many elements in I think what you're getting at, and you're right. There is studies show, and there are studies out there that show that children do best not only with a married mother and father, but with their own biological married mother and father. There's a child trend study that supports that very fact. But even putting that aside, there are other studies out there that show that children do best with a mother and a father because they have an example of the two sexes in our society. They have a man and a woman before them that they can learn what each of those are like. So yes, it's both elements. There's the biological element, but there's also the importance of the distinction between men and women as parents.
But I think that marriage is so much more than that, because if that was the only case and that it only applied towards kids, and I think that we've got locked into this topic, which is a very narrow focus of what marriage is, you know, then why is it, say, for married couples in legal documents with the government about inheritance rights, about Social Security benefits? Why does it deal with the end of a life and not just about children? Why then is government involved in that section if all that marriage is about is protecting of the kids? Then why are there these laws that protect the entire lifespan of a marriage?
Yeah. Sure, and that's a good question. And the short answer to it is the reason why the law is concerned with inheritance rights is, of course, because if one spouse passes away, they want to make sure that the other spouse gets all of those benefits so that the children that they're still raising will have those benefits. So, and that's a straightforward answer to that question.
Okay, we've got another caller on the line, Sarah in Glendale. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, I just am totally against marriage for gays. It's changing our value system, which the liberals are doing all the time. They're changing our value system so that we're not going to have any values anymore. I have nothing against gays and gay rights and gays being together and loving and caring for each other. That's fabulous. But to change what marriage is and has been for eternity and is everywhere in the world is crazy. It's crazy to me.
So, Sarah, can I just ask, are you married?
I'm not. I have been married, but I'm not at the moment.
Okay, so
what does that have to do with anything?
Well, it was just a question. I was just wondering if, you know, you had a marriage certificate then at one time.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be willing?
It was with a man. I am a woman.
Would you be willing to tear that up and go and get a separate document?
No,
because
that's totally irrelevant. I'm talking about the values that this country was founded on, the Christian Judeo values. This is going against our value system. It is not good for the public.
Well, I think
it might be good for gays, but it's not good for the public. It's not good for us.
Well, I think that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I think that this country was you know made for freedom and to protect individuals' rights and
the freedom to go and kill and murder people, and we have the freedom to steal, we have the freedom to do whatever we want.
What?
I don't think so.
But
I don't think so.
And I would like to address to the caller. Nobody here who is in support of the freedom to marry is asking to kill. We're asking to care. We're asking about responsibility
and commitment. No, you can care without marriage. You can care without marriage. You can love without marriage. You can live together without marriage. You can have children without marriage.
And I respect.
Why do you need to change our value system, which is marriage between a man and a woman? And everybody, California has voted it down twice. They say, yes, a man should be married to a man and a woman. California is one of the most liberal states in the nation. Has voted it down.
Well, I would just add to the caller that the attorney who is actually advocating for the freedom to marry in California is a former Republican official. In fact, the last judge to rule on the case, I believe his name is...
What does that have to do with anything?
You were asking
about Republicans, Democrats.
But you were discussing that it was one of the most liberal states in the country. Look, I know many conservatives on this issue of all ages who really may not agree with the freedom to marry, but they don't want it to be grounds for hurting committed couples. That's what this is about.
Nobody's talking about hurting committed couples. Well, you don't need marriage, and you need to use marriage as a foundation for hurting other couples. That's ridiculous.
Well, if I can interject.
No, I got to say, I've got some very dear friends that are gay. I would not wish them harm.
Sarah,
if I can interject,
because, you know, the show is about the law, there are certain legal rights, and, we've gone over a few of them, that...
Marriage between two men and two women is not a legal right.
Well, if you're denied, you know, being able to call yourself married, the law refers to a marriage in so many different ways that you are being denied legal rights. You're being denied your rights under inheritance laws. You're being denied your rights under tax laws. There are many, many examples. So when you say that being denied marriage doesn't hurt anybody, I think legally I'd have to disagree with you.
you know, and I'll add to that, those legal protections are there to really help people support each other and help each other as a relationship, in their committed relationship, right, to be able to build solid families and,
right,
and secure
right.
their families.
All right, we got to go to break. This is Jack Wilenschuck on KFNX. We'll be back in a moment.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wilenschuck & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wilenschuck & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wilenschuck & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon family groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon.
Attention business owners, consumers are now allowing you to market and advertise your products and services directly to their mobile devices, giving you permission to send coupons, alerts, and special offers. Capitalize on this permission-based advertising now. With a 98% read rate, text marketing gives you the ability to connect with your customers on the go. With plans starting at $15 per month, contact us today to make your business mobile. Call Jade's Mobile Marketing Service at 623-234-1840. Text MOBILEAZ to 90210 or visit izig.com/jades.
Get prepared for the housing recovery. Hi, I'm Robert F. Long, and I've been building and selling real estate for over 30 years. I know our real estate market, and we're headed for a recovery. This moment in time is a buying opportunity. Savvy investors have seized this moment to buy real estate. Shouldn't you? Educate yourself at my website, robertflong.com. See for yourself with free real-time MLS property searches and market information. Make the right decision based on the facts. Search properties and get market info at robertflong.com. That's robertflong.com.
Welcome back. This is Jack Wilenschuck on Legalese. Our topic for today is gay marriage. Give us a call, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. I think we've got another caller on the line, Dave from Pinal County. Dave, are you there?
I are. How are you?
Doing good, Dave. Well, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'm wondering what this thing is called gay marriage. I assume that all marriages are happy, so are you, you know, what's a gay marriage?
By gay marriage, we are referring to a same-sex marriage.
Oh, you mean a homosexual marriage, which of course isn't a marriage, but a homosexual marriage, the perverse anti-U.S. tradition type
anti-U.S.
of... Anti-U.S.? Yeah, it's an anti-U.S. kind of thing. It's a perversion of what the country was founded on. But first of all, you know, we're trying to push down the Judeo-Christian U.S. throat this deviant sexual behavior as being normal.
Wow, those are strong words, Dave.
Betcha, because you are doing a strong thing of trying the every way you can to pervert and destroy the morals of the United States of America,
Dave,
which, of course, is no longer united.
Let me ask you something. Do you know any same-sex couples?
No.
No, you don't.
Yes, I beg your pardon, I do.
Oh, you do. You know at least one?
I know of at least one, yes.
How do you know them?
I was in a community theater, and one of the homosexuals of that couple was the director.
Director. So he was like your boss?
No, he was a community theater director, so not exactly boss other than in directing the play.
Okay. And you would have a problem, I take it, if he entered into a relationship with another man, if he got married.
Yep. Ah, see, there's the thing. What they do in their bedroom, I don't care.
You just
but
care
whenever
if there's
they
marriage.
Try to pervert and destroy the traditions of the Judeo-Christian United States of America and try to disunite it, which is what they're doing, by shoving this down people's throats,
well,
I have a big problem with that.
Dave, those are very general statements. What I'm trying to get at is you only know...
No, they're very specific statements. You're trying
pervert
to make...
destroy.
You're trying to piss on my leg and tell me...
Okay. Thank you, Dave. I think you just managed to get the FCC to... to pride yourself off the air. I'm going to read a comment from Artie that we got over email. Artie says that there's probably still some southern states where interracial marriage would lose by a popular vote. But the world grew, and those laws are now gone, whether they like it or not. And it will happen again with gay marriage, regardless of how much some might not want it. I read that, and I did a little research on it. I was surprised to know that in the 1940s, 30 out of the then 48 states banned interracial marriage. There were only 10 states that never banned interracial marriage. Six of those states are New York, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, and the District of Columbia. That sounds like a pretty familiar list, I think. Those are the same, many of the same states that today legalize gay marriage. Mr. Campbell, are you still on the line?
I am.
Good. Yeah, we have Jim Campbell here from the Alliance Defense Fund, which is... against, I don't want to say it that harshly, which is for marriage between a man and a woman. Mr. Campbell, I'm sure you just heard that caller. Personally, I'll be upfront about this. I'm very conservative, but callers like that rub me the wrong way. Opinions like that rub me the wrong way. I don't think there's any rationality to what he was saying. If he only knows one couple, it's a same-sex couple, I don't see how this would affect him in any way. I'd like to hear your response to opinions like the one we just heard on the radio.
Well, our position at the Alliance Defense Fund is we are for marriage because marriage is a pro-child institution, plain and simple. That's why we're for marriage. We're for marriage because it steers men and women together so that the children that they will inevitably give birth to will have their own mother and father. So that is why we are concerned about this issue. That's why we're concerned about this issue, not only with the attempts to redefine marriage in certain ways, but we're also concerned with attempts to further strengthen marriage as a child-focused, child-centered institution, and that's what we're all about. So
right.
That's our focus.
I'm going to play a comment from Senator Mark Grisanti, who's a Catholic Republican from New York, but who voted in favor of legalizing gay marriage. I think we've got the clip coming up here.
I cannot deny a person, a human being, a taxpayer, a worker, or people in my district and across the state of New York, and those people who make this the great state it is, the same rights that I have with my wife. I vote in the affirmative, Mr. President.
Those are pretty strong, pretty direct words. To me, it just goes to show that even if you're a conservative person like I am, if you're a Catholic Republican like Mr. Mark Grisanti, you can still be in favor of gay marriage. I just want to say that, again, I'm a conservative guy. You know, one of my heroes, Barry Goldwater, was quoted as saying about gays in the military that to be in the military, you don't have to be straight. You just have to shoot straight. My personal opinion on the subject is that to get married, it shouldn't matter if you're the same sex. You should just be willing to have sex with the same person for the rest of your life. To me, guys like Anthony Weiner, guys like John Edwards, are much more dangerous to the sacrament of marriage than a same-sex couple that just wants to get married. I understand there are groups that have strong views on this subject, and I respect those views. But to me, it comes down to that basic question of how does this affect you? You can claim that this is somehow a perversion of American values, but those are meaningless words. Unless this specifically, I mean, if you don't even know a same-sex couple, I don't even understand how this is an issue that concerns you. We've got another caller on the line. It's Yolanda from Chandler. Yolanda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm a married woman, and I had a heterosexual relationship 15 years. I do not feel that there's anything wrong with couples deciding who they want to be with and how long, and that they're committed, that that's a relationship. However, marriage, in my opinion, has been something that was instituted about religion, whether the religion varies, whichever the religion is. And that being the case, there are ways to handle legal things that go into a legal matter that don't have to deal with addressing religion. And that's why I think a lot of people are offended, because their view of morality or what's perverse or what's not has to do with their religion, which varies, but it all comes together in one agreeing idea, which is that marriage is man and woman. And that's where I think it bothers most people. I think that gay people have children, they're doing a good. They're children with no parents. That's good. If they're in a committed relationship, that's good. But to say that you want to be married when marriage is something that heterosexual people have had for the longest should say something for heterosexual people.
All right, Yolanda, thank you so much for that final comment. I want to thank all my guests here today. This is a great group. Sam Castaneda-Holdren and Lawrence Robinson from Quality Arizona, as well as Kathy Young from the Human Rights Campaign Arizona. Also, Mr. Jim Campbell from the Alliance Defense Fund. Thank you so much, guys. And this is Jack Wilenchek on KFNX. The show is called Legalese. Until next time, I'll see you next time. Bye.
Attention women business owners looking for strategies to grow your business and build professional relationships with other successful women? Then we invite you to join the Phoenix chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. NABO is one of the 5 most influential organizations in the Valley, according to the Business Journal. We offer many networking opportunities, business education seminars, and a nationally recognized mentoring program. For more info, go to nawbophx.org or call 602-772-4985. That's 602-772-4985.
Picture a small, premature baby coming out of surgery and calming within a few minutes after listening to beautiful harp music. Less pain medication is needed, and the baby is able to get home sooner. The Harp Foundation provides therapeutic harp music for the essential healing, comfort, and well-being of individuals in crisis or with special needs, from pre-birth to the end of life. That's what the Harp Foundation does in our various hospitals, hospice, school, and outreach programs. To find out more, visit our website at theharpfoundation.org.
This is Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX 1100 Cave Creek, Phoenix. News Talk Leader, a division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC.